Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about something called the Sand Hills Calving System. Back on that in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with a Christmas wish for you and yours this holiday season. As we approach our day of celebration of the birth of Jesus, I'm always reminded of the unique way that God used a barn filled with farm animals to introduce the world to His Son, and how the people He chose to be the first reporters, sheep herders, saw the angels, heard the angels, and went and saw the child. Then they told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the reports from the shepherds were astonished, just as those shepherds shared the good news of that night. It's our honor to share farm and ranch news and markets with you on a regular basis. You being on the other end of this microphone makes our job worthwhile. During this holiday season, don't forget about the good news that the shepherds delivered, and remember the gift that's at the center of their good news. On behalf of our Radio Oklahoma Ag Network team, thanks for welcoming us into your home. We wish you and yours a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Sanitation is imperative to newborn health at the time of calving. Extension veterinarian Dr. Larry Hollis says that the idea of using multiple pastures to rotate cattle during the calving season makes a lot of sense. There's a system, he says, developed up in the state of Nebraska called the Sand Hills Calving System that has a lot of merit in how it approaches this entire problem.
They've shown through many years of successful work with this system up in the Sand Hills of Nebraska where it was developed that if we can keep the newborn calves away from the older calves, we can stop a lot of the different causes of scours, whether it's viral, whether it's bacterial, whether it's protozoal. Doesn't matter what the cause is. Those older calves that pick this up either from the environment or from their moms serve as amplifiers, and they take in a few organisms and pass out thousands to millions of them. And so, like the term amplify means, that's what they do with those disease organisms. And when these later born calves hit the ground, say after the first 2 or 3 weeks of the calving season, they get exposed to that huge load of disease organisms that's being put out on in the calving area by those older calves. And so the younger calves, they're more susceptible and they're getting exposed to larger challenge loads. And that's when we get into the huge scours wrecks.
How does the Sand Hills calving system work? Well, Dr. Hollis says you start with those cows that have had a calf.
The nice thing about the Sand Hill system is you leave those cows that have already calved in the pasture where they're at. So you start with them, and after a certain period of time, usually 7 to 10 days of what's anticipated to be the calving season, usually starts earlier than that, but you leave those pairs in that pasture, and then you move those that have not calved over to the next pasture and calve them out for a week to 10 days, and then again, leave the pairs where they're at and move pregnant animals yet to calve over to the subsequent calving pasture. And this way, we're keeping that older calf away from that young calf.
According to Dr. Hollis, this approach has proven to be highly successful, reducing scour outbreaks to virtually nothing.
It's been a tremendous success in areas like the Sand Hills where 20 years ago, they might experience 5% death loss in calves or higher on some operations. This system has kind of revolutionized that whole management.
On our website, on this particular Beef Buzz, we do have a link to more information from the University of Nebraska on the Sand Hills calving system, which you can check out. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Don't miss McAllister Stockyard Special Cow and Bull Sale coming up Saturday, December 15th at McAllister, Oklahoma. Now, the sale begins at noon, selling 850 head of bred cows, bred heifers, open heifers, pairs, and bulls. Give them a call today, 918-423-2834, or go to McAllisterStockyards.com. Now, this sale is big, so call them today. New buyers need to register before the sale day. That's 918-423-2834, McAllister Stockyard Special Cow and Bull Sale, December 15th.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.